Hello and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. We are continuing with our series of old radio comedians with Red Skelton. Red Skelton was at the height of his popularity in the early 40s and through World War II. I've selected a couple of shows from that era with co-stars Ozzie and Harriet, who would later have their own show, and the black comedian Wonderful Smith. Wonderful Smith was named radio's Negro Comedy Find of the Year in 1941 because he was such a hit on Skelton's show. Radio didn't treat black performers well, but it was a step in the right direction to feature Wonderful Smith on the show. You'll enjoy the various characters that made Red Skelton famous, including his mean little kid. Sponsored by Raleigh Cigarettes, it was called The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, first broadcast October 28, 1941, on NBC.
From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his music, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith. Skelton will be with you in just a moment, but first, a message from our sponsor. Smokers, in cigarettes, it's the tobacco blend that makes the big difference. That's why Raleigh cigarettes are so outstandingly better. Raleighs give you a better blend, a golden rich tobacco blend. Everything is done to make Raleigh's exclusive blend absolutely perfect. The tobaccos are selected with exacting care and then slowly mellowed for rich, full flavor. And only the more expensive tobaccos are used. The golden tobaccos that experts will tell you are choicer. And not just one or two, but 31 different domestic and imported tobaccos are delicately blended by the world's most skilled tobacco blenders. Truly, Raleigh's golden rich blend is a masterpiece of tobacco blending. The world's finest blend. And remember, Raleigh's give you B&W coupons too. Redeemable for your choice of over 70 magnificent premiums. Ladies and gentlemen, it pays to smoke Raleigh's, the pack with the coupon on the back, the cigarettes with the golden rich tobacco blend, Raleigh's. Orchestra playing Yours All for You. And here's something else all for you. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's bright young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, Truman, how would you like to come out to my housewarming?
Oh, I'd love to, Red. I'll bring the matches.
Okay. Fine. One more joke like that, and next week this will be a news broadcast again.
Say, Red, where's your new house located?
Well, I'll tell you, you go out Sunset Boulevard till you get to Sepulveda.
Yeah.
And there's a new district out there, see? Well, you get off of the bus, and you walk past three bad investments on the left, and I'm the third golden opportunity on the right.
I think I can find it. How many rooms in your house?
Well, there's five rooms. That's counting the bathroom.
The bathrooms don't count.
Mr. Bradley, I was brought up different.
Ha!
Say, would you like to see some pictures of my place?
Oh, sure.
Here, take a look at that.
Say, swank and ultra-modern.
Yeah, we've even got a sunken living room.
Is that the latest style?
No, that's the latest earthquake.
Well, tell me something, Red. With the present-day shortage, how were you able to get the building materials?
Well, we weren't. You see, there's a lot of things still missing.
Uh-huh.
For instance, the plumber couldn't get any brass, so there's no drain pipes under the sink.
What are you doing about it?
Oh, nothing, really. It's a lot of fun. Now I can wash my hands and knees at the same time.
Hi, everybody.
Well, how are you, Harriet Hilliard? Say, I was just talking about my house here.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was out there today, and you wouldn't let me in.
Oh, well, maybe I wasn't home.
Oh, you were home all right. I saw your shirt hanging on the line.
Yeah, say, how'd you like my place, huh?
Oh, swell. And I love that view of the mountain in the back.
Well, that's not exactly a mountain, you see. I started to build a rock garden, but it got away from me.
I peeked into the window, Red, and say, I like the way you have your living room fixed.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Those two big chairs just match the pinball machine.
Yeah. Swank, though. Oh, how are you, Ozzy?
Hello, everybody. Where's Fibber McGee and Molly?
Well, I don't know. They're not in here. Why,
well,
Ozzy?
Well, I thought I heard people laughing in here.
Another remark like that, and you'll be replaced by a famous three-piece orchestra.
A three-piece orchestra?
Yes, a friend of mine. A piano, a stool, and the guy sitting at it.
Well, tell me, Red, what were you talking about?
Well, I was talking about my new house, but I don't think we're going to have it very long.
Oh, why not?
Some dope build the walls out of aluminum.
Say, I like your upstairs.
Yeah, did you have fun riding the escalators?
Oh, gee, have you got an escalator?
Yeah, I made a deal with the May Company. You see, I sleep in their window and they sell hats in my bedroom.
Listen, before it slips my mind, Red, where did you get that novel wallpaper? Boy, that sure is fancy looking.
Well, you see, the paper hangers couldn't get wallpaper on account of the shortage, see? So instead they used rolls of piano music.
You know, I think it looks good.
Yeah, it looks all right, but every time I sneeze, the walls play flamingo. Comes now the spot in our program where Harriet and Ozzy sing their special duet. Say, what have you got for us tonight, Ozzy?
Well, Red, it's like this. Our song tonight is all about two folks who live next door. His salary gets less and less, and she spends more and more. The husband is, I must admit, a most unhappy gent. He may not be completely broke, but he sure is badly bent.
Joke.
She greets him every morning with the customary kiss, and then their conversation usually runs along like this.
I'd love another sable coat, another Cadillac.
Well, I'd love to have a half sole on my shoe. I'm really broke, and that's no joke. I'm breaking my back, putting up a front for you.
Well, look at Mrs. Jones. She throws a party every night. Entertains 100, maybe 2.
Yeah, but Mr. Jones just owns and owns, while all I do is owe. Putting up a front for you. The boys down at the office no longer call me clerk. They call me something else that sounds the same. My face has grown so long from all the parties that we gave that the barber had to charge me $1 for a shave.
Well, if it would interest you, I know a safe that you could crack.
Yeah, but the G-men will catch me if I do. Oh, well, I'll just be breaking rocks instead of my back. Putting up a front for you. And that's what goes on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, she starts in with,
I'd love a smart convertible, all done in tan and black.
Well, I hope I have the rent when it comes due. Day by day, I'm getting gray, breaking my back. Putting up a front for you.
Well, if you have liquid assets, you can easily get a loan. I heard that on the radio, I think.
Yeah, well, the only thing that I know of that's liquid in our home is that leaky water pipe below the sink. Now, you don't seem to realize that the wolf is at the door.
You mean the great big hungry wolf?
He don't mean your brother-in-law.
The bills I have to pay each month, why, they're bigger than my wages.
Oh, I saw your checkbook yesterday. You have lots of empty pages.
Well, when we're at those heavenly gates, if Mr. Jordan makes a crack about my looking older than you do, I'll say blame the wife, 'cause all my life I'm breaking my back, putting up a front for you. You think I'm kidding? Putting up a front for you.
That was Ozzie and Harriet singing "I'm Breaking My Back, Putting Up a Front from You, for You," from the opera of the same name. Now we have...
Howdy, Mr. Skelton.
Well, Wonderful Smith. Say, where have you been, Wonderful?
I just come in from a tea dance at the Club Alabama.
A tea dance?
Yes, sir.
Say, I'll bet you just go to those dances so you can hug and kiss the girls, don't you?
I don't go there to make up bud pies.
Say, Wonderful, you look kind of worried. Did you have an argument at the dance?
Well, yes, I did. I stole Uncle Jim's gal.
No kidding.
And Uncle Jim says if he catches me, he's going to whittle me down.
No kidding.
Yeah, and the girl says if I don't go out with her, she's going to whittle me down.
Hey, you're in a fix.
Yeah, I'm between the devil and the deep blue blade.
Say, you know, I thought your girl was pretty nice, is she?
Oh, she is a nice girl. She's an orphan.
Oh.
Her folks were trampled to death by a runaway Lekonga line.
Well, that's too bad. Wait, I'll take that. Hello. Oh, it's for you, Wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you. Hello? Hello, Butterball. Yeah, this is the Mickey Rooney of Central Avenue.
The Mickey Rooney of Central Avenue?
Yes, sir. Technicolorly speaking. What'd you say, honey? Why, honey, don't talk like that. You know I'm at the age where I pick things up.
Say, listen, Wonderful. If you want to make a hit with her, ask her to go to a movie.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Say, honey, would you like to see Whistling in the Dark? What'd you say? Yes, I know it does.
Look, Wonderful, if you want to talk to her, ask her to have dinner with you or something.
Oh, yeah. Hello? Are you still there, Butterball? But look, our little differences can be ironed out. Would you like to have dinner with me tonight? You would? Well, tell the folks I'll be over early. I wonder why she hang up like that. This thing puzzled me.
Yeah, you know what? You know why you have trouble with your girl? No. You don't know anything about romance.
Well, do you, Mrs. Skelton?
Do I? Did you ever hear tell Don 1?
Yes, sir.
I mean, brother, Don 2. I put that in for the corn lovers.
Mrs. Skelton, yeah. Every week you show us different type of people. Maybe you could show me some of those different types of fellas saying goodnight to the girl.
Okay, Wonderful, we'll do that. To start off with, we have a fella saying goodnight to his girl who's very bashful. He's only known her for about 3 years. Well, here we are. Got you home early, didn't I? Did you like the show?
Yeah. Gee, wasn't Gene Autry wonderful?
Yeah. Did you see him? He killed 15 Indians with a Hutsut song. Yep, he shot him right between the Ralston and the Rilla-Raw.
Gee, it was romantic.
Yeah.
Step a little closer, Red.
Oh, I better not. I might touch you.
Oh, come on. Be regular.
Oh, no. Take your hand off my shoulder.
Yeah, you're bashful, aren't you?
Yeah, I am bashful. I'm so bashful I have to have slacks on my lamb chops. Well, I gotta go now.
before I go, there's something I'd like to ask if you don't mind.
What?
Well, it's nothing much.
Oh, come on, ask me.
Gee, you have pretty teeth. Are they yours? I mean, would you mind if I kissed you goodnight? Oh, I said it, I said it. I didn't mean to, it just came right out, you know.
Oh, of course not.
Gee, I've wanted to do this for a long time.
Look, I'll kiss you like the girls kiss the fellows in the movies.
Oh, no. It probably tickled so much I couldn't stand it.
Oh, don't be so silly. I'm going to kiss you so hard your shirt will roll up your back like a window blind.
Oh, I don't believe you can. Puppy love. Two little kids saying goodnight to each other. They're on their way home from school. Harriet, I'll be the little boy and you be the little girl.
Okay, huh? Red.
Well, we had almost home.
I didn't tire. Can't we sit down and rest?
No. Only three more steps and it's my turn to carry you.
You know, I'm getting to like you.
Yes?
You sort of intoxicate me.
Hey, that's a good idea. What do you say? Let's get some soda pop and get stiff.
First, give me a kiss.
Nah.
Oh, little one.
Nah.
Oh, it ain't nothing.
No, all right.
How about that?
You'd white. It ain't nothing.
You want to hold my hand, Richard?
Yeah, you got nice, soft hands. Just like chicken liver.
Well, this is where.
Yeah.
I hope you won't wink at that little girl with the pigtails.
Why?
I don't like her. Her neck's dirty.
Hmm?
Her neck's dirty.
Her dirt?
Then we have the college student saying goodnight to the girl. He's only known her for about 10 minutes, and they're just coming home from a jitterbug dance.
Did you have fun, slug?
Yeah, until you started to dance on the wall.
Yeah. What do you say? Let's stop along here, huh? Let's go back and try it again. We'll just park here, huh, stop?
Well, good night.
Wait a minute, what's your rush?
I gotta get up early and take my makeup off.
Yeah. come on, give us a kiss.
What?
I say, give us a kiss.
Who's with you?
I got it. come on, how about a smoochie?
Gee, you're handsome.
Yeah.
What big, strong padding you have in your suit.
Yeah. come on. Give me a kiss, huh?
Aren't you going to tell me you love me?
Hey, what's gotten into you? Come on, give me the kiss and cut out the commercials. Hey, I'll kiss you like they do in the movies. Come on, here, bend back in my arms. Gee, ain't you skinny? How come you always close your eyes when I get ready to kiss you?
Did you ever look in a mirror?
Yeah.
You know, you remind me of Casanova.
He's dead.
I know it.
Yeah. Well, I gotta go now. What do you want, one long kiss or 20 fast ones?
I'll take the fast ones.
Okay, brace yourself.
Gee.
It's a little trick I learned while digging the 6th Avenue of subway.
Well, good night, killer.
Good night, squirt.
When it hits you, yes indeed,
Hallelujah.
Yes, you shout when it hits you. Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
When the Spirit moves you, you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah, brother.
When it hits you, you'll holler, yes, indeed.
You will shout if it's in you, yes, indeed.
Bring on down, sister.
Make you shout, Jacket sends you, yes, indeed.
Step in, Jackson.
When that guy starts jumping, you'll shout, let me in there. When it hits you, you'll holler, yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Hey, Ozzy, take a look at this picture. Nice number, huh?
Hey, that's class, Red. Streamlined and right up to the minute.
Yeah, look at that face. Ain't she beautiful? Look at them pretty little hands. You know, Ozzy, she's going to be mine.
Oh, well, congratulations.
You know, I think I'll put her right in the kitchen and leave her there.
You don't think she's going to give you any trouble, do you, Red?
No, I'll just keep her well-oiled.
Come on, break it up, you guys. Always talking about dames.
What do you mean, dames? We're talking about the swell electric clock I'm going to get with my Raleigh coupons.
My apology, Red, my apology. I'm acquainted with that electric clock myself, and it's well worth raving about. And friends, that's only one of the many luxury premiums you can get with Raleigh coupons. There are over 70 more, each one really magnificent, something you'd be proud to own. And you get them just by smoking Raleighs, the pack with the coupon on the back, and saving those valuable coupons. Now, we have a 60-page catalog picturing in full color all the Raleigh premiums, and it's free. For your copy, just drop a postal card to Raleigh in care of the station to which you are listening. And while you're out mailing that card, pick up a pack of Raleigh cigarettes. They're a smoother, milder, tastier cigarette because they give you a better tobacco blend, a gold and rich blend. You'll find, friends, it pays to smoke the pack with a coupon on the back. Raleigh cigarettes.
You know, Red, I was enjoying your teaching Wonderful Smith how to court a young lady. Gosh, you must have been in love with a lot of girls to observe so much.
No, I was only in love with one girl, but she jilted me. You know, I was so heartbroken that I went to Glendale to forget her. Then I went to Huntington Park to forget Glendale.
But what I was getting at, yesterday, you know, was Navy Day.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought you might know something about a sailor courting a girl.
Yeah, say, that's a good idea. What do you say? Let you and me be a couple of ordinary sailors just off a tramp steamer, and we're off to see our girl.
Why don't the rest of those guys pay their dues?
Well, here we are. Well, Red, after a year on a boat, here we are in California.
Yeah, after a year on a boat, it sure is good to be back on wet land again. You know, I think this will be my last year on the scavenger boat. I'm getting tired of the same old crew.
Yeah, me too. You know, they aren't very well-mannered either, are they?
No, like last week when the boat started to sink. The captain yelled, "Women and children first!" Did you see how that crew fought to get them lifeboats? The captain almost tore my dress off of me.
What did you do to him?
I bashed in his bustle. Say, I hope this blind date you got for me is pretty. Where does she live?
333 3 Street.
Well, let's take this cab, huh?
Now, let's walk.
Ah, come on. Let's take a cab.
Okay.
Hey, driver, take us over to 333 3 Street, huh? Well, here we are.
Boy, that's the fastest I ever crossed the street. Well, here's where the girl lives.
Oh, boy, a girl! Say, do you think her folks will be there, or can I ad-lib?
You know, I think you're going to like this girl, Red.
Gee, I hope she won't be like that last gal you got me. Boy, she was dumb.
Oh, no, she wasn't.
Oh, no? She was so dumb that on a quiz show, they wouldn't even let her sit in the audience.
Now, there's one thing you got to be very careful of with this girl who lives here.
What?
She's a husband seeker.
Yeah?
Now, look out. She don't trick you into marriage.
Ah, don't worry. Hey, what time you got?
Seven bells.
I'm a half a bell slow. Well, let's go in, huh?
You go in, I'll go down and get my girl.
Okay.
Hey, fix yourself up before you go in there.
All right.
Go on, comb that red hair of yours.
All right.
Well, your hair ain't red, it's rusty. Yeah.
Well, I'll see you later.
Hey, Skelton.
Yes? Who is it?
It's me, your smarter spirit. I've got something to tell you.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
I will as soon as I find my place on this paper. I'm also your dope spirit, too. Look, don't go in there. That woman has marriage on her mind.
Is that all?
Yes, that's all the kid can handle.
Go on, you dope. Press the doorbell.
Okay. Say, you know, I got a strange feeling. Something's trying to tell me that this girl wants to get married. Well, I'll go on in. Is Harriet home?
Uh-oh. Oh, Miss Harriet! The new man is here.
Hey, tell me, does little Audrey have many boyfriends?
Well, the other night a fella came in, put his hands over her eyes, and said, guess who?
What happened?
She called out the entire list of the local draft board.
Uh-oh, I think I better get out of here.
Well, did you step in and let me close the door?
All right. What was that?
Time lock on the door.
A time lock?
Yeah.
When does it open?
June.
Yeah. Hello, Red.
Oh, how are you?
This is my father and mother.
Which is which?
Howdy, sucker. I mean, Mr. Skelton. Our daughter told me about you, the fortune you found on your last scavenger hunt. When do you expect to marry my daughter?
Right after she goes through escrow. I mean... Look, I don't want to marry her.
What are your intentions?
Now, wait a minute. Let's not get nosy, John.
My daughter says she found $500,000.
Yeah, but your daughter wouldn't want to marry me. I'm an old sea dog. I even got a wooden leg.
Well, for $500,000, she'd marry a lumber pile. After all, she is pretty. She takes after me. Well, what are you staring at? John, make him stop staring at my face.
Why are you staring at my wife's face? Don't you like it?
Yeah, but I bet you can't do it again. Hey, and another thing, bub. Why does your head come to a point?
In my youth, I had a very unfortunate experience with a pencil sharpener.
Well, Dad, let's get out of here and let these two love vultures alone.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, here we are, all alone. Just you and me and your father at the keyhole.
You know, my mother was a debutante. Only 20 years since she came out.
Yeah, what from, an apple?
Gee, Red, isn't it quiet?
Yes.
Listen to the crickets. Did you know crickets could make music by rubbing their hind legs together?
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
That's the first time I've ever heard it played on a broken leg.
Oh, alone at last and with a sailor. Would you like something to drink?
No, I can't handle it. Last time I had something to drink, something very funny happened. I kept sticking my head out the porthole.
What's funny about that?
There was no porthole.
Now, look, you know it's all you can do to keep from asking me.
Asking you what?
Me to marry you. Well, I will, and you can't back out.
Now, wait a minute!
Gosh, I thought you'd never ask me.
Yeah, but I put up a great fight, though, didn't I?
Harriet, dear, it's getting late. Don't you think you better go to bed?
Yeah, you go to bed. I'm going to go to Hawaii.
Well, if you're not going to marry me, this is goodbye.
Yeah. Now that my daughter's gone upstairs to bed, tell me, why wouldn't you marry her?
Her feet's too big.
Her feet's too big. That's ridiculous.
Well, she's upstairs getting ready for bed, isn't she?
Yes.
Well, listen.
Well, why doesn't she drop the other shoe? How about that? 1 foot bigger than the other.
Say, Red, how about a word and a pal?
Wait a minute. You mean, how about a word from a pal?
No, I mean a word and a pal, Red.
Okay, who's the pal and where's the word?
Well, he's from our companion sponsor and he's got the word.
Yes, and a good word. You know, gentlemen, if you paid $100 a pound for a special pipe mixture, you couldn't get a finer quality tobacco than Sir Walter Raleigh. It's the quality pipe tobacco of America. And you'll fully realize that with your very first pipeful of Sir Walter Raleigh. It has a rich, full taste and flavor, a pleasing, fragrant aroma, and it burns just exactly right, extra cool, even, and slow. It's little wonder Sir Walter Raleigh is a big favorite in the Army and the Navy on American college campuses. In fact, everywhere you find men who know quality smoking. Gentlemen, you'll like Sir Walter Raleigh. Try a tin tonight.
1 week from tonight, same time, same Raleigh show, and your same friends. Red Skelton, Ozzie Nelson, and his music, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours, Truman Bradley, will all be back. You got something to say, Red?
Yes, thanks a lot for listening. Goodbye now.
Red Skelton appears on this program due to courtesy of Mr. Goldwyn Mayer. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.
You are listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web, with your host, Justine Ward. Next, we have a Red Skelton show broadcast during World War II. The theme is spring cleaning and includes more of the Red Skelton cast of comic characters, including Deadeye Dick, a character that made fun of the ubiquitous radio western. The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, first broadcast March 24, 1942 on NBC.
Compare Raleigh's with any other cigarette. Raleigh's do give you the golden, more expensive tobaccos. From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, when you make any purchase, you don't buy blindfolded. You look and see that you're getting the best. And fortunately, you can see for yourself which cigarette is best. Compare the open ends of a pack of Raleigh cigarettes with any other brand. You'll see instantly that the tobacco in Raleigh's is unmistakably more golden in color. Now, that's proof beyond dispute of Raleigh's superiority. For experts will tell you that these golden tobaccos are choicer, more expensive. And 31 of these superior tobaccos go into Raleigh's exclusive blend, each contributing its own distinctive seasoning touch. No other cigarette can boast a more careful blend. No other cigarette gives you Raleigh's richness, smoothness, mildness. Raleigh's give you valuable coupons, too, redeemable for over 70 luxury premiums, including United States defense stamps. Your own eyes and your good taste will tell you that it pays in many ways to get the pack with a coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes. Orchestra playing Who from Sunny. And now we bring you Metro Golden Mayer's newest young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Truman? What do you know, huh?
Nothing much, Red. What do you know?
Nothing.
Well, we're a couple of morons, ain't we?
Well, I wouldn't say that, Red. I'm just tired. Yeah. You know, I really have been busy with my spring house cleaning.
Say, you know, me too. And boy, was that place dirty. I found a gopher in the living room.
Now, Red, you found gophers in the living room?
Yeah.
Where'd they come from?
I don't know, but one of them was singing Deep in the Horrible Picture.
Boy, I bet you had a job on your hands with your house.
Yeah, boy, I scrubbed those windows for 3 hours, and then I discovered they had blackout paper over them.
Red, did you clean all the rugs, too?
What rugs?
Haven't you got any rugs?
No.
Well, what's on the floor?
Devil grass.
Hiya, Red.
Oh, hey there, Harriet. Say, have you started your spring cleaning?
Oh, I'm through with my spring cleaning. I got all my dusting and washing and mangling done.
Really?
I was mangled once.
Really, Ozzy? What happened?
I thought he was her brother.
I saw you doing your spring house cleaning.
Yes.
You look very cute in that apron and dust cap.
Say, you know, a very embarrassing thing happened to me. A salesman came to the door.
What'd he do?
Well, he took one look at me in that dust cap and apron, and he said, "Do you need any razor blades, madam?"
Red, how about that picture of Whistler's mother? Was that dusty?
Yeah, Whistler's mother was so dusty she couldn't even pucker.
Say, Red, have you got good cleaning equipment?
Yeah, I got a brush for everything.
You have a brush for everything.
Yeah, just like the girls at the Palladium.
You know, it seems everybody wants to do spring cleaning early this year.
Yeah, the boys in the Army and the Navy are anxious to get started with their spring cleaning in Tokyo. Yes, sir, boys. Spring is really in the air.
I sprang in the air once.
You did, Ozzy?
Yes, I'll be coming down any day now.
Say, Harry, did you have much trouble with your cleaning?
Oh, no. We just took the furniture all out and aired it.
You know, I took my mattress out in the backyard for an airing, and guess what happened?
What?
All the lumps got up and ran off into the woods.
I got my lumps once.
You did, Ozzy?
Yeah, I bet a guy I could lean further out of the window than he could.
And you won.
Yeah. Gosh, the things a fellow will do these days for a yo-yo.
You know, Red, spring must be here. Yes. Everybody's starting to plant those victory gardens where they raise their own vegetables and things.
Yeah, you know, that's a good idea, especially out here in California where things grow so fast.
Do things really grow fast here, Red?
Sure, you just wait and see. You plant a carrot in the ground and it's only 2 weeks before it's dead. You know, victory's a swell idea, though, but Mrs. Fernsworth A. Slop next door to me goes even farther. She has a victory laundry.
A victory laundry? What's that?
Well, every time she hangs her wash on the line, it's always 3 shorts and 1 long.
Break my heart for me. 'cause I don't want to walk without you. No, sirree.
Without you, baby. And very good, too. Say, Ozzy, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to come over and see you at the Florentine Garden, but I went to San Diego and got lost.
You got lost? Yeah. Well, why didn't you ask somebody how to get back?
I did, and the time he finished telling me, he was lost. You know, getting directions from a stranger is really an experience. Say, what do you say, Ozzy? Let's show the different types of people who get lost and the things they run into. First, we have a fellow who's lost at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he runs into one of these type of guys.
Hey, why don't you watch out where you're going?
Why don't you look where you're going? I almost ran over you.
You did?
Yeah, now come on, get out of the way, move.
I can't, your Buick's standing on my foot.
Now wait a minute, have you been drinking?
Well, I ain't been hit by shrapnel.
Now look, you ought to be more careful. You walked right in front of my car.
I did not.
You did?
I did not. I fell in front of it.
Now, why did you do that?
Well, I saw 2 lampposts and I leaned up against the wrong one. Hey, what's your name anyway?
My name's Bradley.
Yeah, my name's Oliphant Paul Neighbor. What's yours?
Bradley, I told you.
Bradley, I told you. My, what an unusual name.
Hey, listen, friend. Where do you come from?
Reform school, North Dakota.
No. I mean, where do you live?
Reform school, North Dakota.
Now listen, where were you born?
Oh, Reform school, South Dakota.
Hey, look, maybe you can help me. I'm lost, you see. Now, yeah. Where's there a good hotel in this town?
There ain't any.
Are there any rooming houses?
Yeah, but a high-class guy like you shouldn't stay in a rooming house. Why don't you go to a hotel?
Okay. Where is one?
There ain't any.
I'll see you later. I gotta find a place to sleep.
Sleep? Hey, you got your pajamas with you?
I don't sleep in pajamas.
Neither do I. A bed's good enough for me. But it's going to be different when the Army takes me.
Oh, you're kidding. Why would the Army take you?
It's my wife, the old blabbermouth. She told them I was a tank. Say, did you ever see a picture of my wife?
No, I never, but I'd like to see it.
Oh, Peeping Tom, huh?
Well, look, I've got to find a place to stay and get some rest.
I know a little place. I go there all the time when I get a little tipsy.
Oh, it's fine.
It's nice and quiet. You start the car and I'll take you there.
Fine. Come on, climb in my car and we'll try and find a hotel, huh?
Okay, I'll drive.
Just a minute. No. You don't drive my car.
Why not? I got a California driver's license.
No, I'll drive. You just point out the directions.
I got a driver's license. Entitles me to anything.
I'll drive. You point out the directions.
Okay.
Well, all right, don't stand there. Get in the car and close the door.
Putting awful cheap doors in me. Half glass.
All right. Now, which way?
How'd I get in the back seat? Hey, I don't want to scare you or anything, but there's somebody sitting next to me in this seat.
Why, that's me.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, don't look now, but there's somebody sitting next to you.
That's you.
Oh, well, now that we've got that straightened out, what's my name? Come on, let's go. Turn up this alley here.
Why, you dope, this is a dead-end street. Hey, and look, we're driving straight toward a solid brick wall.
Solid brick wall, he says.
It is.
Wasn't so solid after all, was it?
Then we have a lady and her little boy. They're on a shopping tour, and the mean little boy gets lost in the store and is wandering about and is spied by the store's detective. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little kid.
Mommy, mommy doll, where are you, mommy doll? Yoo-hoo! I want my mommy.
Well, hello there, little boy. Are you lost?
What do you think? I sprouted from a crack in the floor? Hey, are you the store detective or a floor walker?
I'm the store detective. Why?
Well, in that case, I will kick you in the shin.
Oh! What's the idea of that? Supposing I was the floor walker, what would you have done then?
Same thing. I got a one-track mind. Hey, have you seen my mummy?
No, but if you tell me where you got lost, maybe I can find your mother.
All right. I was on the second floor near the broken dish department.
Oh. You must be mistaken, son. We don't have a broken dish department.
He don't know me very well, does he, Paul? It ought to be easy to find my mummy. Everybody said I had a spitting image of her.
Spitting image?
Yeah, you want me to prove it?
No! Now look, tell me, what's your name?
I would tell you if you turn a bright light in me face, And do like they do in the movies. Between you, it grill on me, see? And I may talk.
You may talk.
Or I may bite. I am temperamental, you know.
Now, look, sonny. Where do you live?
In the La Brea tar pit.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You don't live in the La Brea tar pits. Now, do you?
No, but I will if I don't tell you my name.
Where did you see your mother last?
Well, she was at the exchange counter.
She is? What's she doing there?
Well, she's trying to exchange me for something useful.
Maybe a bag of candy would do it.
Hey, what you eating, Mister?
Candy. And if you tell me your name, I'll give you some.
Okay. Give me some. That's very good.
Very good. All right. Now that you've had the candy, what's your name?
What's not good?
Why does this happen to me? Maybe I'm being punished for stealing that tie in the bargain basement.
Pardon me, but I've lost my little boy. Junior, what's this man doing to you?
He was just getting ready to hit me.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you hit my child? Don't you know he carries a knife?
Yes, I carry a knife. That's my slogan.
What's your slogan?
Swing and stabber with Junior the Jabber. Hey, Mommy, what did you buy me?
I bought you a bicycle.
Yeah?
And now you can ride it down the middle of Sunset Boulevard.
That's dangerous, ain't it?
Yes.
Mommy, I think you got a dash of Peter Lorre in you.
Well, come on, Junior. We've got some more shopping to do.
Okay. Mommy, I am tired. Carry me, will you?
I'm tired, too. You carry me.
You carry me or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I would tell everybody that you use bubble gum to hold up your stocking.
Junior!
Hey, Mommy, can I have a lollipop?
No, lick your thumb.
Well, I am, but I don't like it. All the flavor's gone. I want a lollipop.
No, you'll spoil your lunch.
Can I have a hot dog for lunch?
No, you'll spoil your dinner.
Well, can I have some food for dinner, or will it spoil my breakfast? Now work your way out of that one. I'm hungry.
You got that empty feeling, Junior?
Yeah, I'm as empty as that fellow on the Fibber McGee program. Hollow Wilcox.
Oh, come on, let's go into this department.
I said it, I'm glad. I said it.
Junior, come on now. Let's go into this department. I have to buy you some new shoes.
You know, why don't you buy me a little shirt?
A shirt?
Yeah. I look pretty silly running around with this necktie around my bare neck. Uh-oh, here comes the man, running for the elevator. I will stick my foot out at the proper time.
Why did you make me miss that elevator?
I could answer that, but it would only lead to bloodshed.
Oh, Junior, look at those nice house dresses over there.
Yeah.
Junior, you stand right here.
Okay. Boy, if I work fast, I can get lost again. Well, here I am, all alone. Look at them pretty sleds. Oh, boy, I think I will try one of them out. I will go belly whopping. Oh, boy, I won't do that again. Oh, boy, I don't do that no more. I hurt my little tummy. Oh, boy. I bet I could slide down the stairway, though. I wonder if it's steep enough. It looks steep enough. If I do, I get a whipping. I do it. I will slide down the stairway. Here I go. Look out, folks, at the foot of the stairs. Oh, boy, what a mess. Oh, look at that man I ran into. What a mess. He's laying awful still. I wonder if he's dead. I will ask him, hey, mister, are you dead? Speak to me, mister. Speak to me.
Why did you make me miss that elevator?
Ladies and gentlemen, a special message for Raleigh cigarette smokers. Now, Raleigh cigarette coupons are redeemable for United States defense stamps. Yes, now you can do your country and yourselves a great service by redeeming your valuable Raleigh coupons for vital defense stamps. Each pack of Raleigh cigarettes you buy is worth more to you than ever before. And to those of you who have not yet tried Raleigh cigarettes, let me offer this suggestion. Try just one pack of Raleigh's. You'll enjoy their smoothness, mildness, the golden goodness of their rich tobacco blend. And you'll certainly enjoy saving those valuable Raleigh coupons that may be redeemed for more than 70 luxury premiums, including United States defense stamps. Yes, today more than ever before, you'll find that it pays in many ways to smoke Raleigh's. The pack with the coupon on the back, Raleigh cigarettes.
Getting back to people who get lost, let's look in on Deadeye and his gang who have just robbed the last National Bank of Azusa. And now, and are hightailing it across the Mojave Desert.
Whoa! Well, men, we may as well stop, because I don't know where we are.
What's that over there? It looks like a city.
That's a mirage.
Well, let's head for that. It's better than nothing.
Yeah. Say, where's Calamity Jane?
She stopped back at the dime store to get a bottle of Taboo.
Taboo? What's that?
How do I know? I ain't a dame.
Hey, Deadeye, here comes Calamity Jane now.
Yeah, she must be in an awful hurry, too. She's carrying the horse.
That horse gets heavier with the day. Hiya, Deadeye. Did you make a getaway okay?
Yeah, but where were you?
I stopped to get some liniment from a horse and some perfumey for me.
Perfumey? What's that?
Sweet-smelling stuff like soap.
Soap? What's that?
That's the junk that lots of females use on their faces.
Female? What's that?
Say, don't you know nothing?
Nothing? What's that?
Hey, Mr. Deadeye, we better stop here for a while. My mule, Rathbone, just can't go no further.
Say, wonderful, what makes that mule so skinny, huh?
Well, every morning I toss a coin to see if I'll buy hay or beer.
Yeah?
He is the unluckiest mule. He lost 6 times this week.
Say, you know, I think we're lost, Deadeye.
Yeah, why?
Well, that last signpost said, your guess is as good as mine.
Hey, wonderful, can't you tell where we are by the position of the stars?
Nope, not since them air raid wardens got busy the other night.
Boy, I sure am thirsty.
Look, Deadeye, there's a water hole over
there. Yeah, but look at all them bones laying around it. It's poison.
Well, there's a sign by it. What does it say, Deadeye?
Good drinking water. Forget what happened to the others. Signed, Junior. Well, who's going to try that water?
Well, don't look at me, Mr. Deadeye. I like to smack my lips after I drink.
Come on, wonderful. Drink that water, will you?
Not me. That vulture over there just pulled out a tape measure.
That ain't no vulture. That's an eagle.
Yeah, but he's got ideas like a vulture.
You try it, Deadeye. You ain't afraid to die, are you?
No, but I just ain't ready for a knotty pine zoot suit just yet. Why don't you drink it or are you yellow?
Hey, look me straight in the eye and say that.
I can't look you straight in the eye. Every time I focus, you unfocus. I don't want any more of your lips, see? On second thought, maybe I do. Meat's gonna be a little scarce around here.
You can't talk to me that away, Deadeye. No. Reach for your shooting iron.
But let's be fair and square about this. I'll count three, then we'll both draw. You ready?
Ready.
One. Two, three. Butterfingers. Listen, what's that?
Them's wolves howling, Deadeye.
Well, we can't be so far from Hollywood after all.
Hey, Deadeye, I'm scared to death of coyotes after what they did to my mother.
Yeah, what'd they do to your mother?
They bit back at her.
Don't be afraid, gal. Cuddle up to me. I'm strong.
Yeah, but the wrong kind of strong. Ain't you glad I'm here with you, Deadeye?
Yeah, but I'd rather have me old gal Surefire.
Surefire? What she got that I ain't got?
Water on the knee. Water. Water.
Deadeye, it's a sheriff.
Ain't no use trying to get away. I'm burning up inside.
Finally caught up to you, did I?
Yeah, water. You look mighty nice, Sheriff, in that tuxedo. Water.
Well, I'm expecting to be killed.
Yeah. Now, water.
Yeah, I'm going to give you some. I know I shouldn't be doing this, but here, take a drink from my canteen.
Quick, give it to me. I'm perched.
That's enough, did I? Steam's coming out of your ears.
Deadeye, you're mighty clever to hide away out here. We never thought of looking for you this far away from civilization. Why, at this spot, no one would find you.
Yeah, where are we?
Read that sign on that building.
Great ball of fire, Santa Anita.
Thank you.
stars in the orchestra will pause in waving the Johnson rag for a moment. Del King has a bit of news about Sir Walter Raleigh.
Pipe smokers, you'll hit a new high in smoking pleasure the first time you smoke Sir Walter Raleigh smoking tobacco. It's the quality pipe tobacco of America. Try Sir Walter Raleigh tonight.
Remember, we'll all be back again next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studio. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying, so long for a while.